Proclamation number 7085, dated the April 6th, 1958. Jesus, my Redeemer lives. Single quote. The spiritual world is rejoicing and glad about my act of salvation, for that which had taken place on earth is repeatedly revealed anew to all beings of light, and they praise and glorify me as their Savior from sin and death, who opened the gate into the kingdom of light for them. They realize the spiritual significance of my suffering and dying, of the crucifixion and the resurrection on the third day. They know that a resurrection is assured to the human race as a result of this greatest act of mercy, that it is not doomed to eternal death, and that one day the hour of redemption will strike for all people after an infinitely long time of harshest captivity. And so if their gratitude, their jubilation and their love for me is immeasurable and increases as soon as they participate in the act of salvation, which they may repeatedly experience again as happening now, because in the kingdom of light no time limit exists, and thus they also experience all past and future events as happening in the present. And if people on earth would likewise try to associate with the process of the crucifixion and resurrection, they, too, would derive the greatest blessing from it, and joy and profound gratitude would enter their hearts in view of the fact that I myself in Jesus Christ delivered you humans from sin and death. For this was a unique process. No human being has ever taken such immense suffering upon himself, and no human being has ever traveled in complete innocence the most bitter path to the cross, which ended with his death on the cross. Even though people very often come into situations in which the cruelty of fellow human beings presents them with a seemingly unbearable fate, yet the spiritual processes which also played a part in Jesus Christ's act of mercy intensified his physical suffering many times over, because the soul was profoundly enlightened and therefore able to understand everything, both the spiritual adversity, which all people had fallen prey to, as well as the spiritual state of those who tormented him and carried out this abominable work on him, who abused his pure body for their appalling cravings and evil instincts, and who he experienced as emissaries from hell. However, he persevered until his death. And on the third day he arose again in all glory from the grave which was unable to keep him imprisoned. And so his resurrection was the culmination of his act of salvation, for all those who want to let themselves be redeemed through Jesus Christ can rest assured that they, too, will arise from the dead to eternal life. Although prior to this people's lives had not come to an end with their physical death either, because the soul cannot die, it exists forever. But whether the state of the soul will then be a state of life or of death entirely depends on the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. Only he can give life to the soul, and only he is the gate to life and beatitude. Therefore, a soul can also enter the kingdom of the beyond in a state of death, and will indeed remain in this state until it calls upon Jesus Christ, appealing to him for life, and whatsoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Single quote. The hour of physical death can already be the hour of resurrection for every person. No one needs to fear his hour of death, because one has conquered death, and this one promises life to every person who believes in him. And so, even people on earth would be able to rejoice and be glad were they to grasp the whole significance of Jesus Christ's act of salvation and take part in it. Then death would have lost its sting for all people, and all people could join the light being's song of praise: he is truly risen. Jesus, my Redeemer lives. Single quote. Amen.